Hey, thanks for listening to the Harvest Time Podcast. We hope today's message helps you know God in a real and powerful way.
Good morning, good morning. Come on, can we just stand up for the reading of God's Word? I know you just sat down, you just stood up, you just sat down again, but did you know that in the book of Ezra, it had been many, many, many years since the Word of the Lord had been read? The people had not heard the Word of the Lord in years, and they stood for hours just as hearing the Word of God. So as is becoming our custom here, we're just standing for the reverence and the reading of God's Word. And many of you, after you have you've learned this, the Lord's Prayer or the Disciples' Prayer, you learned it in many different translations. I learned it in the King James Version. But we're going to say it together in the New King James Version all together. And we're going to do a better job this week than we did last week. I'm going to lead you. I didn't lead you very well last week, so last week it was my fault. So I'm going to lead you together today all in the Lord's Prayer or the Disciples' Prayer. Are you ready? This is Matthew 6, starting in verse 9. I'll say the first line, and then everybody jump in. In this manner, therefore, pray. Are you ready? Here we go. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. The word of the Lord is powerful. Father, Lord, I just ask you that you would get me out of the way. Lord, that I would just say what you want me to say, nothing more, nothing less. I pray, God, that you are glorified, Lord, through your word. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you for speaking to us today. God, we can't go any further without just acknowledging you, Holy Spirit, for you have surely visited with us today. Lord, in your presence, Lord, there's fullness of joy. Father, your house this morning is full of joy. I want to thank you, Lord, that we can experience your goodness and your presence and your peace and your power. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. What a great time in God's presence. Are you thankful for the presence of the Lord? Wow. Apart from the presence of the Lord, I don't know. There's just no reason to show up.